This month marks the one-year anniversary for some of the newest and possibly least visited parks in Northern California. These are the underwater parks along the Pacific Coast, which were created through a lengthy, sometimes contentious process that reaches back to enabling legislation that originally passed in 1999. From the California News Service, Lori Abbott has this report on their first birthday.
The ocean parks include popular tourism hotspots such as Point Reyes, Bodega Head, and the Farallon Islands. Bob Breen, who spent 35 years as a ranger and naturalist at Fitzgerald Marine Reserve in Moss Beach, says before these areas received expanded protections last year, overfishing had created a 98% decline in groundfish populations.
These are slow maturing, slow reproducing fishes, so it's going to take a few years for the area to come back, but it'll come back very good, and then there'll be spillover from these protected areas into adjacent areas where people can fish.
Breen was on the regional stakeholder group that helped map the entire system of North Central Coast marine protected areas. He says it was an exhaustive process that included a variety of stakeholders, but the results are worth it.
It is, because I saw first a gradual decline, and then in the early 1990s, a really drastic decline in the numbers and kinds of fishes that were being taken out of there. To see this protected now and for future generations is very gratifying.
Breen says a university monitoring program is currently being put in place to track the success of the MPAs over the next 5 years. A similar program at UC Santa Barbara found the MPAs on the Channel Islands were producing bigger and better fish.
The new Marine Protected Area Network went into effect on May 1st of last year. The 21 regions include some of the state's richest kelp forests, rocky reefs, and offshore canyons. University and citizen scientists are monitoring the new protected areas to track their effectiveness. Here's Abbott again with more about that process.
Volunteers with the environmental group Heal the Bay are walking the beaches collecting data about coastal and ocean activities in the state's newly established marine protected areas. Dana Murray says the information will be helpful for the state to understand how people are using these underwater parks and to help MPA management when the areas are reevaluated in 5 years.
The idea is this data can be used to track changes in ocean use, you know, what activities are going on. In addition, we plan to share this information with the California Department of Fish and Game so it can inform them where certain activities are taking place.
Some of the activities the citizen volunteers will make a note of include any fishing that's being done in areas that are off limits.
The more we're informed on whether these MPAs are working, when they reevaluate them in 5 years and decide if they want to move boundaries or you make them bigger or smaller, they have all the data that they need.
In December, the State Fish and Game Commission voted to establish 36 protected areas along the state's southern coastline, making 15% of the waters off limits to most fishing.
The underwater areas come in 4 varieties, each allowing different levels of usage. State marine reserves ban all commercial and recreational activities to keep those areas as free from human impact as possible. These highly protected areas include the waters off Bodega Head, the area between Stewart's Point and Salt Point, and the Estero Limantour on the southern side of Point Reyes. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.